back with a second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Linkos, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got approximately one more hour of fine, straight-ahead, swinging modern mainstream jazz for you, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to continue to highlight the trumpet jazz artistry of Howard McGhee, and this is from Howard's album, Maggie's Back in Town. Maggie, of course, being nicknamed for Howard McGhee. This is cut on a contemporary label in 1961, and backing up Howard is Phineas Newborn Jr. on piano out of Memphis, Tennessee, brilliant piano player, one of Indianapolis' finest who migrated to the West Coast scene, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and one of the pioneers of modern jazz, West Coast drumming. Played in the Kenton Big Band and the Wardy Herman Big Bands, Shelly Mann. And this is a Hammerstein Romberg composition done up by Howard called Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Softly as in a Morning Sunrise with the muted trumpet of Howard McGhee, our highlight artist of the weekend, backed up tastefully by Phineas Newborn Jr. on piano. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, let's listen next to pianist Les McCann. This is from a Sunset LP entitled Django, and it features, in addition to Les on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Ron Jefferson on drums. And they're going to do a Ned Washington and Victor Young tune entitled Stella by Starlight.
Thank you.
And that was Les McCann with Stella by Starlight. And he was back there by Herbie Lewis on bass and Ron Jefferson on drums. That was from a Sunset LP released in 1968 entitled Django.
Here's another track from Howard McGee's contemporary album cut in 1961 called Maggie's Back in Town. And, of course, again, we've got Phineas Newborn Jr. on piano, Indianapolis's finest, on bass, Leroy Vinegar, and one of the pioneers of modern jazz drumming, who spent many years in the Kenton and Herman big bands before he settled on the West Coast to do small group recording, Shelling Man. And this is George Gershwin's classic composition, Summertime. That was Summertime. Our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Howard McGee, doing George Gershwin's classic Summertime from his folk opera, Porgy and Bess. And fine rhythm section there, Phineas Newborn on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Man on drums. So what are we going to hear from next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from one of the many groups that were part of Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars. This is from a Liberty LP entitled Double or Nothing, and it features Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Frank Rosolino on trombone, Dick Shreve on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. And they're going to do one of Horace Silver's tunes entitled Quicksilver. We'll be right back. A tune written by Horace Silver entitled Quicksilver, and the group there included Conti Condoli on trumpet, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Frank Rosalizo on trombone, Dick Shreve on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. That was from a Liberty LP released in 1957 entitled Double or Nothing.
Here's a track out of the Harold Arlen songbook this time, Ill Wind, one of the great compositions by Harold. And this is Howard McGhee back on the Fontana label now in 1961 from an album he put out called The Sharp Edge. And the ensemble includes, of course, Howard McGhee on trumpet, George Tucker on bass, Junior Mance on piano, one of Evanston's finest on piano, Junior, George Coleman on tenor sax, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And this is Ill Wind.
Thank you.
classic by Harold Arlen, Ill Wind. That was from Howard McGee's album on the Fontana label, cut in 1961, called A Sharp Edge, and some wonderful tenor sax work there also by George Coleman. The Sharp Edge and Ill Wind. A nice track. Okay, Al, what are you going to do next?
Well, we'll hear from Lou Donaldson next. This is from an Argo LP entitled Coleslaw. It features Lou on alto sax, Herman Foster on piano, Earl May on bass, and Bruno Carr on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer entitled Skylark. Lou Donaldson with Skylark, a tune written by Hoagy Carmichael, and he was backed there by Herman Foster on piano, Earl May on bass, and Bruno Carr on drums. It was from an Argo LP released in 1964 entitled Coleslaw.
Now we find our spotlight artist of the week, trumpet man Howard McGhee in the United Artists Studio in 1962. And this is an album entitled Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And this was included Larry Ridley on bass, Phil Porter on drums, Arthur Taylor on drums, Phil Porter on bass. And this was a big hit for jazz pianist Eddie Hayward back in the day. He did well with this one called Canadian Sunset. Thank you. That was Howard McGhee on trumpet from his United Artists album cut in 1962 called Nobody Knows What You When You're Down and Out. And that was a composition written by pianist Eddie Hayward called Canadian Sunset. What's next up, Al?
Well, Lee Konitz is up next. This is from an LP entitled Pyramid, released on the Improvising Artist label. And it features Lee on alto sax, Paul Blay on piano, and Bill Connors on guitar. The tune was written by Bill Connors, and it's the title tune for the LP entitled Pyramid. And that was Pyramid, a tune written by the guitarist in that group, Bill Connors, and featuring Lee Konitz on alto sax and Paul Blay on piano, along with him. And that was released on the Improvising Artist label in 1977 with the same title.
Here's another track from Howard McGhee's Felsted album, Music from the connection. And along with Howard, we've got Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Freddie Redd on piano, who wrote this composition, Milt Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. It's a little thing called Music Forever. Called Music Forever. We heard in the Frontline era, Howard McGee on trumpet, Tina Brooks was there on tenor sax, from an album cut on the Felstead label called Music from the Collection. The piano work there was done by the composer of that tune, Freddie Redd. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so we hope you'll visit us every Sunday night for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show tonight with an album from on a contemporary label called Together Again. Together Again is headed up by our highlight artist of the week, Howard McGee, along with tenor sax man Teddy Edwards. It's a contemporary album cut in 1961. Let's close out the show with that particular track. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.